The design of randomized trials, both in the metastatic and adjuvant settings, now getting a lot more complicated with all these new agents. What are some of the research questions being asked right now that you think are most interesting?
Well, I think to me, one of the most interesting questions that I see in the adjuvant setting is the role of bevacizumab. It has now been shown to be of significant benefit in the metastatic disease setting. Now, can we duplicate that in the adjuvant setting? People have argued that what are we doing in the adjuvant setting? We're destroying isolated cancer cells, and isolated cancer cells don't need vascularity. They don't need to recruit oxygen. So one group has argued, what is the role for bevacizumab when you're going after isolated cancer cells? On the other hand, and I think that this might be the group that I side with, is that our imaging capabilities are suboptimal. We are able to detect cancer nodules probably about a centimeter in size, maybe a little bit smaller with certain CT imaging capabilities like a spiral CT. But ultimately, I think it's quite clear that cancer nodule less than a half a centimeter in size, we're not going to be able to detect, even under the best case scenarios. But that's still significantly larger than the 1 to 2 millimeters where we think that the angiogenic switch is being thrown. So if a patient has a tumor nodule in that range between 1 millimeter and, say, even 10 millimeters, I believe that that's where bevacizumab would probably have its greatest impact. Not only will it have an anti-angiogenic effect, but it will also promote drug delivery into these fairly large conglomerates of tumor cells. I mean, we're talking about many millions of cells in these small tumor nodules. So in my mind, I think that if I were to have some sort of say in designing these trials, I would stratify and particularly look at those patients, I think, that are the poor risk stage 3 patients, the patients who probably have residual tumor nodules, because I think bevacizumab may actually have its greatest impact or activity in those patients who do have not microscopic residual disease, but macroscopic residual disease that we just can't see.